You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to this episode of the Business of Practice podcast, where we focus on the business and human sides of equine veterinary medicine. In this episode, we're going to talk with Julie Squires about silencing your inner critic. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Grice, business consultant and former equine practice owner. The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you in 2026 by Care Credit. Julie Squires is a certified compassion fatigue specialist and master certified life coach on a mission to transform the world of animal workers. As a young adult with a bachelor's degree in zoology, she worked as a veterinary assistant in a private practice until she eventually left for a career in veterinary sales and training, working for organizations such as Purina, Bayer Animal Health, and IDEX Laboratories. Years later, she returned to that same practice where she began her journey in veterinary medicine, but this time as the hospital administrator. Observing and experiencing the stresses for team members in veterinary medicine, she made a goal of helping others in the industry to thrive. She studied to become a master certified life coach and certified compassion fatigue specialist. Unlike most coaches out in the world, she works specifically with veterinarians, animal research professionals, and animal welfare advocates who face challenges unique to their industry. She understands what it takes to care and advocate for animals while meeting all the demands that come with that, both in and outside of work. Whether coaching, speaking, or working with groups, Julie brings authenticity and kindness. Welcome, Julie. It is so great to have you back with us today.
Well, it is wonderful to be back, Dr. Grice. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I'm it is so fun to have you on the podcast. You know, everybody has a voice in their head, that voice that is sometimes so unkind. So what happens to a person when they take that negative talk to heart? I mean, all of us do it to a certain extent, but sometimes the voice is just like really loud.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Even before we were recording, I had this voice in my head of like, oh, I can't mess this up. I need to look at the questions again. What am I talking about today? I've got to get this right. Right. Like, I just noticed my own inner critic coming up, right? Of even like, can't, you know, got to get this right, got to nail it. And I have to do my own practice what I preach a bit of like, okay, take a deep breath. It's all going to be okay. But you bring up this point about what happens when we take our, when we don't do what I just modeled a little bit of, right? Of what happens when we take it to heart. And what happens when we take it to heart is that it ends up becoming what we believe, right? So when we have all this negative chatter, and we're not challenging it, we don't reframe it, we don't talk back to it, it becomes our belief system. And it's not just that that's what we think, but our thoughts are powerful because they become our reality. So the most powerful work I've ever done in my life is really the practice of starting to think deliberately. And, you know, this is always mind-boggling to me, but we're the descendants of highly anxious people. We are all the descendants of people who worried, had fears and concerns, and perceived danger all around them. And that served them at that time. But it no longer serves us because, you know, we have grocery stores and we have clean water and we have shelter and all that stuff.
No saber-toothed tigers either.
No saber-toothed, right. No, nothing. I have black bears, but
no saber-toothed. Yeah.
Tigers. So, but here's how this comes into play. It's like the power of our thoughts is that they create how we feel. So if I'm thinking I'm not good at joint injections, then that creates a feeling in me. That thought creates a feeling in me. Probably if I think I'm not good at joint injections, then I either feel insecure, maybe I feel hesitant, maybe I feel anxious. And Our feelings are what drive our actions. So think about if insecurity or hesitancy or anxiety are driving my joint injections, how good am I going to be? Probably not that great. So
your hands are going to be shaking.
Yes.
And you're not going to be paying. You're not going to be as well focused, for sure.
You're going to be all in your head. You're going to be worrying. Mm-hmm. So, right. Like, you won't actually be able to settle into, wait a minute. Okay. Maybe this is even my first time or second time or third time, but reminding yourself, wait a minute. Like, I know the anatomy here. I know how to do this. I know what to be careful of, right? It's like, I know how to be present with myself. But see, that's the other thing. The other part of this is that our thoughts that go unchecked can also literally create the stress response from inside of us. And that's kind of what I always call, you know, like the calls coming from inside the house. We can create our own nervous system dysregulation by our mind that's just gone bananas with all of this.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I've definitely seen that occur.
Yeah.
Very readily. Like, just, I was talking with my sister the other day about how when my mom was in her final illness, she ended up on a ventilator for a short time. And when she came off, she said, "Don't ever, ever let them do that to me again." She was a very claustrophobic person. Mm-hmm. And I can just imagine, because I have claustrophobia and I've had panic attacks, like, just, you know, and I, just talking about it with my sister, I started to visualize, oh my God, and my heart starts pounding. You can do it to yourself so easily.
Yes.
You know, fortunately, I do have some breath exercises that, yeah, like, you know, you can get yourself off that trail. But yeah, imagine if you don't have those resources. It seems to me that if you don't have the resources to stop going in that direction of having those really anxious thoughts, that it's almost like water running in a ditch. The ditch gets deeper and deeper and harder to climb out of.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yes, absolutely true. And you bringing up, you know, having resources, having tools. And when we're talking about, like, this, these nervous system things, right? By, like, you know, our nervous system's running the show. Our nervous yeah. system is running the show, and our nervous system clouds what we're thinking too. I think differently when I'm in fight or flight than I think when I'm mm-hmm. feeling calm and relaxed, right? When I'm in fight or flight, I'm like, there's no way I can do this joint injection correctly. But when yeah. I feel calm and relaxed, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not sure, but you know what? It's just me here. So it's me yeah. or nobody. And I'm going to give yeah. it my darndest. But yeah, being able to, and I think equine veterinarians, I feel like you have an advantage in that you are often, you know, not always, you're not always working in barns and stuff like that. I understand sometimes your patients come to you and whatever, but I feel as though you have more ways to connect a little bit with nature, right? Whether mm-hmm. it's the smelling of the hay or the sun on your shoulders or the sounds of other animals in the barn, because all of those sensory things help us to get grounded and regulated. Even if we can just go, okay, what's something I can hear right now? What's something I can see? What's something I can feel? What's something I can smell? Like, that takes a second. Well, it takes a little bit more than a second, but like, that can yeah, just bring us back into our body, which is what this mm-hmm. is all about. Sounds so woo, right. But it's really not.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you could say, hey, I've got to run to the truck for a minute.
Yeah.
And you could do like four times around the box breathing.
Yes.
What it's like 15 or 16 seconds once around.
Yeah.
So, you know, you wouldn't need that much time.
Right.
To get yourself back.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that. Yeah. Going to the truck. Maybe you even had a little bottle of an essential oil, like lavender or something, that you just smelled.
Lavender.
And
love yeah. lavender. Yeah.
So many little things. Maybe you had, and this is something good because don't horses, some horses like mints.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Well, like also, you know, spicy flavors like mint or something like that is also something that helps to bring us, regulate us.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, there's just very small things that you can do that are sometimes just fooling your brain.
Yeah.
I do remember when I first experienced some claustrophobia on a plane. That was the very first time. And I had, you know, got really panicky. And then I was reading something about giving yourself a, if you do this, you're going to be fine. And the person suggested that you have red M&Ms or something, like something really, like I think it was an example of something that was kind of dumb or a stupid thing, maybe. Well, so I started taking a little baggie with red M&Ms. And if I started to feel a little nervous or I was in a middle seat, which is like, oh my God, I'm not on the aisle, I'd say, but I have my red M&Ms. If you need them, Amy, you can take them out and have some of them. You won't run out of them. You have quite a few.
And we can and get more. Yeah.
And you know what's so bizarre is it works.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Isn't it? It's our brains are an amazing thing. Our brains are crazy. Well, it's
like you somehow that you almost associated, you associated red M&Ms with a feeling of safety. That's really what you did, right? You're nervous and like, oh, it's okay, right? These are my, you know, everything's okay as long as I have my red M&Ms. Hey.
I know.
But you're not working with a rational mind. You're working with your limbic system. So, right? It's like.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you by Care Credit. Care Credit keeps equine veterinarians at the heart of care by providing horse owners with simple, budget-friendly financing options. By helping to bridge the gap between costs and care, Care Credit supports healthy financial relationships between veterinarians and their clients. Clients have a flexible way to pay over time for all types of care, and practices get paid in 2 business days. It's a payment experience everyone can feel good about.
So, you know, thinking about all that, how can you take that critical inner voice or that voice that tells you you're not safe into one that's more supportive? What are some, we've talked about some of those things.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was just coaching a new client earlier today and she's an ER vet and we were talking about, you know, things that she has to do in order to, whether she has critical voice or she was starting to notice the things that activated her, triggered her, got her into fight or flight.
Yep.
And one of the things that she said, you know, she says, boy, she says, you know, since our introductory session, she goes, all I've done is just been aware of it. I haven't done anything about it. I've just been aware of it. Oh, look, oh, it's happening again. Oh, that thing, that client, whatever, this thing that somebody said. So much of this, well, everything starts with awareness, right? And when we're talking about a critical voice, maybe it's just this, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. I'm thinking, you know, I'm not as good as Dr. So-and-so. And those are those places where, what does safety look like for our nervous system? Well, it can look like a million different things, but I think that one of the most wonderful paths to safety is just with self-compassion. I do a lot of hand on my heart. I speak to myself like I deeply love and care for myself because I do. I say things like, oh, sweetheart, oh, love, I'm so sorry that happened, right? It's like, you know, you are good. You bring something special. And I think when we start with a little bit of that awareness and we're catching ourselves and maybe we give ourselves a little bit of what does it look like to be the inner caretaker versus the inner critic? How do we speak to ourselves in that way?
And oh, I love that. Caretaker. Yeah.
So, and here would be a reframe, right? So let's take maybe my thought is something like, you know what? The client's going to be disappointed because I'm not Dr. So-and-so. And I know they've known him for years. Like, this is very common in veterinary medicine. I don't care.
Very common.
Small animal, equine. We get attached to our veterinarians as clients. We can't help it. But so maybe the reframe is something just like, oh no, I'm not Dr. So-and-so. And while he was great, I'm not him, but I know that I bring something unique to me. And that's what it means to think deliberately versus letting our brain just always have the last word.
Right? Exactly.
Like, we're also used to, like, we see everything through the lens of ourself. And, you know, I have to be reminded, and I'm a coach, but I also get coached once a week because I believe in coaching and, you know, we all need to, to clean our brains out. But my coach is always telling me, you know, I'm always getting coached on, Julie, it's not all about you.
But the world revolves around me.
Right. Come on. I'm the center of my universe. Yeah.
That's right. Right. Exactly. Well, you know, sometimes we see a friend or a colleague like just really beating themselves up over something. Maybe they did make a mistake. Maybe it was a misstep. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong. They're just like beating themselves up for nothing. Are there any words that are helpful for redirecting them, for helping them to get some perspective? You've mentioned some things that you use as a coach.
Yeah. What
do you think? What could a friend or a colleague do?
I mean, I think, first of all, we have to validate people and how they feel, right? Like, I get it. The one thing, I'm not a veterinarian, I work with veterinarians, but the one thing I share with veterinarians is I too want people to feel better. Well, you as veterinarians, you not only want to make people feel better, you want to make your patients feel better. Like, we all want to make people feel better. And I think sometimes we can skip past the validation of like, hey, you know what? I know you feel terrible about what happened and I know you're beating yourself up about it, but you know, I also want to remind you that you're human and you're fallible. You're fallible. We're all going to make mistakes. And maybe it's just a question of what would feel like support for you right now?
Great question.
Which I think it is a great question because you get people to stop and think about, yeah, what do I need right now? What do I really need? Mm-hmm. Do I just need to be left alone? Do I just need you to sit here with me? Do I just need to cry it out? Do I just need to go and ride my own horse? That would probably be therapy.
Right.
Do I need to go and walk my dog? Do I need to hug my kid? Do I need to clean my cat's litter box? Just kidding. No, there's never a time.
I don't know. I mean, think about like cleaning stalls.
Yeah.
I pick up all the poop in the corral too.
Yeah.
Just like it's a thing that your body can do while your mind, it's actually some of the most productive thinking, contemplating, discerning time when you're doing a repetitive, I don't know. I love cleaning stalls or the litter box. I like that too, but it doesn't take long enough. Doesn't take long enough.
I'm going to be channeling you now, Dr. Grace, whenever litter boxes around here are the bane of my existence. I'm going to be like, I'm going to visualize, I'm cleaning a stall.
That's
see,
right.
Like,
that's
right.
You know, sifting through shavings.
Yeah.
Taking out the bad, leaving the good.
Which is kind of nice, right? It's like.
It is.
Which, oh my gosh, let's use that as, we'll tag that on to what I was just saying. Take out the bad, what did you say? Take out the bad, leave in the good. That's another, what a great also answer to that question of helping someone, hey, okay, this may not have gone well. What, was there anything that went well with that patient? Mm-hmm. Anything that went well dealing with that client, right? It's like, we take out the bad, but can we also mine for a little of the good? Because nothing is entirely terrible, ever.
That reminds me of the new way that a lot of educational systems are communicating about sort of feedback on skill-based acquisition. And they'll ask, what went well? What could have gone better? And that just reminded me of that, trying to bring out not just, oh my God, that was a disaster because this one thing happened.
Right.
But there's usually so many components of a task. It wasn't all bad.
No.
You know.
No, it wasn't. That's
right. It wasn't all bad.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with on this subject?
Well, I want to, I think, remind the listener that everyone has an inner critic. Everyone. Even the people you think don't have inner critics, trust me, they do. Even the people with more initials after their name than you, trust me, they have. I coach people who have a lot of initials after their name. We coach a lot on this stuff. So I just want to encourage everyone listening to not believe you're broken, to not believe there's anything wrong with you. And I wanted to end with, you know, some of you that are familiar with Brené Brown may know this from her book, Daring Greatly, but Teddy Roosevelt's the man in the arena. I shifted it a little because I imagine most of your listeners are women. There's still a lot of men in equine medicine, but I shifted it to the woman in the arena. And what I thought was fascinating, this is talking about really critics from the outside, but sometimes I want you to also think about applying this to yourself. And I also want to remind you, this was written 116 years ago, which blew my mind. 1910 was 116 years ago.
That's crazy.
Doesn't that blow your mind? All right.
It does. So, it definitely does.
I adapted Teddy Roosevelt's little excerpt from his speech for women. So here we go. It is not the critic who counts, not the woman who points out how the strong woman stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the woman who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends herself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if she fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that her place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
Oh, I love that. Well done. What a great thing to end with. Wow. That is wonderful. Yeah. I love how you changed that. And as you were describing the blood and the dust, I said, yeah, you're talking about equine veterinarians.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I should all of the same things.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the stuff that happens when you're out there doing it.
And I think that's really the take-home message here is to give all of ourselves credit for all the big work that we're all trying to do in the world, right? You with your consulting, with this podcast, with all the other stuff you do, the listeners, all the stuff that they're doing, right? It's like, give ourselves credit for being in the arena.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For
or
sure.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
Or literally.
Literally.
Some of you are in arenas.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank you so much. I think that people are really going to get great value from this episode. And I appreciate you being here to do it with me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Grace. I appreciate you.
And thank you to all our listeners for joining us for the Business of Practice podcast. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Care Credit, and to all my listeners out there. Be brave, embrace change, and embrace yourselves with positivity and compassion.